What about, if you said 10 in that, would that be any different from any other type?
I don't know.
What about the type of, it's like an apartment building, but the people own their, I guess you say apartment, and they share the expense of maintenance. They own an apartment condominium?
The tenant would just rent it.
Yeah.
Their apartment, as opposed to condominium.
What do you call an apartment occupying an entire level of a building?
Suite.
That'd be a pretty big one, wouldn't it? What about flats? Are you familiar with that? Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair. After all that activity.
I
can't believe it. Okay, I believe we were finishing up with the guy who does minor plumbing and electrical repairs.
The superintendent.
Okay. Okay, on from there. What kind of equipment is needed to take care of a yard and garden?
Tools.
Okay, what, well?
Garden tools?
Yeah. What kind?
Scope, hoe,
What about what you cut with the grass?
Lawnmower.
Okay. Have you ever had any experiences with one that was manually powered? Kind of doesn't have an engine?
No.
Okay.
They always crank. You have to push them, but they crank.
You ever had an electric one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about a riding?
Mm-mm.
Just the regular one more. Okay. Have you ever used one of those little tools with the three prongs you have to get down in your garden and use? You know what I'm talking about, that has three prongs on it that you rake with, looks like a little rake.
I was just talking about that, I don't remember what it's called.
Okay. Well, that's...
It looks sort of like a pitchfork.
Yeah. How is that different from pitchfork and look?
A pitchfork's got more prongs, and they're not as... On this little tool, what's the name of it?
It has a hand fork lifted here.
Okay.
And
the hand fork has got wider pokes on it than a pitchfork.
Yeah, maybe a pitchfork has a longer handle.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about something you might use to break up the ground? Well, something smaller, a manual type. Well, not manual, but you can push it. How do you call it, tiller?
Yeah.
What
tiller.
Does that look like? What is it?
Those have little... How to explain it? You can change the blades into like how deep you want it to cut. It's got a long handle. And down at the bottom, you can change the blades.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a hand trowel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What kind of rake do you use to get up the leaves in the fall?
Yard rake.
Would you use a different kind in the garden?
We never use a rake in the garden.
Like a dirt rake? Is there such a thing?
I've never heard of one.
Okay. What do you use to trim your bushes and hedges?
Yard scissors. What they call
hedge trimmers?
Hedge trimmers, yeah.
Okay. Well, have you ever used a power driven one?
No.
Okay. I guess that would do the things a lot faster.
No.
A pretty good sized tree blew down. What might a man use to cut it up with?
Chainsaw. Or an axe.